Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. And Jonah prayeth unto Jehovah his God from the bowels of the fish. In the Bible, your bowels is just the center of your body, so it includes all your organs. It includes your heart too. He is in the belly of the fish, so he's in the fish's stomach. And this is a very huge fish, big enough to comfortably hold a man in there, plus whatever food the fish is eating. Maybe it was impossible for the fish to actually eat Jonah because it ate something smaller, like whales eat plankton or really small fish, and that's why Jonah survived. The Lord has Jonah encapsulated in this fish for his own safety. Maybe the fish's stomach also has the perfect pressure for Jonah to survive because he is under thousands of pounds of water. But inside the belly of the fish, it's probably pressurized so that Jonah won't die. It's very black, but he's alive. The Lord specifically picked this fish for its size and its digestive system. That way, Jonah could live in it for 3 days and three nights without being harmed. Being in a dark place that's alive, that would feel like you're in hell. Because hell is alive, and it's very dark in many parts of it. And yet, Jonah also at this time was fasting, and certainly praying, because he was terrified. He didn't know what God planned to do with him. It wasn't a quick death from a drowning, and he knew it was the Lord who was keeping him alive. The unexpected is always terrifying. So basically, Jonah is in solitary confinement, the worst kind imaginable. 2. And he saith, I called because of my distress to Jehovah, and he doth answer me. From the belly of Sheol I have cried, thou hast heard my voice. He's in the belly of a fish, but remember, he's also typologically representing Jesus Christ when Jesus was in the center of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And now Jonah is in the center of the fish for 3 days and three nights, and he calls it Sheol, which is the grave. And metaphorically, Job is in Sheol, but spiritually, he also is, because he's estranged from God, because he won't forgive the Ninevites, and he won't obey the Lord. When you refuse to forgive people, that estranges you from the Lord. It also puts you into a spiritual place of death. But Jonah starts praying at this point, and the Lord did answer Jonah. 3. When thou dost cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, then the flood doth compass me, all thy breakers and thy billows have passed over me. When Jonah fell into the sea, the seaweed wrapped around his head, and all of the waves were crashing over him. He was drowning, and that's what he's describing. 4. And I have said, I have been cast out from before thine eyes, yet I add to look unto thy holy temple. Jonah was in the sea. He saw hell, and he saw heaven. What I believe happened is that Joel really did come close to death or have a near-death experience. Then the fish swallowed him, and inside the fish, he was revived because he was able to cough out the water and start breathing again. But before he got into the fish, he saw both hell and heaven. He looked up and he saw the Lord's holy temple, which would be in heaven. 5. Compassed me have waters unto Sheol. The deep doth compass me. The weed is bound to my head. He fell into seaweed during this storm, and he went deep into the water. So he probably did die, or he was close to death from the pressure and the lack of oxygen. And then when the fish swallowed him, he was in a better pressurized environment that had some oxygen so that he could revive. 6. To the cuttings of mountains I have come down. The earth, her bars are behind me to the age. And thou bringest up from the pit my life, O Jehovah my God. this is why I believe that Jonah did die and he was brought back to life, because he says right here that he went into the mountains that are in the bottom of the ocean, and there are mountain ranges at the bottom of the ocean. So he went all the way to the bottom, and you can't do that and live. This fish must have swallowed him from the bottom. He also says that he went down to the pit, which we all know to be hell. All throughout the Bible, the pit refers to hell. He also says that he was brought to life from out of the pit. I do believe that Jonah sank to the bottom with seaweed wrapped around his head, died, and then a fish swallowed him, and then the Lord brought him back to life inside the fish. Noah was in an ark, and he survived in the water because he was encapsulated in an ark. Moses, when he was a baby, was put in a basket that his mother made that was waterproof, and Moses survived in the Nile River because he was encapsulated by the Lord in something that was waterproof, just like Noah. And now Job has been encapsulated by the Lord in a totally natural substance, which is a fish. And he also is surviving the waters in this waterproof fish. It's a reflection of Jesus as well, because Jesus gave up all of his deity to come to earth and live as a man. And he made himself ultra vulnerable. He made himself more vulnerable than any of us have ever done before, because he was God sitting on a throne in heaven, and he came to earth as a human baby with all of the frailties that babies have, unable to care for himself in that body, and totally dependent on the love and kindness of others. And Joseph and Mary took that baby Jesus and encapsulated him in a manger on planet Earth, the planet that he himself had created, but he made himself 100% vulnerable to his own creation. This is typology of Jesus coming to earth. 7. In the feebleness within me of my soul, Jehovah, I have remembered, and come in unto me doth my prayer unto thy holy temple. Jonah says, I remembered you when I was weak and I was dying, and then I prayed to you, and my prayer went all the way up to your temple in heaven. Isn't that precious? That we can be in wickedness like Jonah was, because he wouldn't forgive the Ninevites and he was running away from God's commandment and running away from the Lord. And yet, when he was in his weakest point, the Lord heard his prayer. So don't ever believe that God won't hear your prayer when you really genuinely cry out to him and you make yourself vulnerable to him as he has made himself vulnerable to us. 8. Those observing lying vanities, their own mercy forsake. Jonah says that when we believe we're better than others, then we are abandoning our own mercy. We're abandoning mercy toward others and mercy toward ourselves. And Jonah had abandoned mercy in his life. He was vain to think that he could run from the Lord. 9. And I, with a voice of thanksgiving, I sacrifice to thee that which I have vowed I complete. Salvation is of Jehovah. A vow is a promise, so Jonah must have promised the Lord that he would go to Nineveh, and he must have come to the end of his rope and said, Lord, I'm going to obey you. That was his sacrifice, because there's nothing else that he could have sacrificed in the belly of that fish except his promise to go to Nineveh. And now Jonah is thanking the Lord that he's still alive and that he's able to fulfill his promise. But, you know, when we're struggling spiritually with unforgiveness or anything else, it's sometimes two steps forward and one step back. Jonah hasn't forgiven the Ninevites, but he has repented of running from the Lord and disobeying the Lord. So he's willing to do what the Lord said, even though he still hasn't really forgiven the Ninevites. But he is very thankful that God allowed him to live and is allowing him to complete his promise. And I think it's crucial that Jonah had no food and no water during these 3 days, Because when we fast, it makes us way more dependent on the Lord, and that builds our faith. His faith was built because he was so dependent on the Lord for everything. We always are, but we become way more aware of it when we're fasting. 10. And Jehovah saith to the fish, and it vomiteth out Jonah on the dry land. This is humorous. The Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah out. It came up to dry land where it didn't really belong because this is a deep water fish, but it swam all the way up to the surface of the ocean on the Lord's command, and then it vomited Jonah on the seashore. It's an insult to Jonah, but it's very justified because Jonah wouldn't forgive the Ninevites and he ran from the Lord, so he deserved to be vomited out. However, from Jonah's perspective, it was gracious and merciful. He was just thankful to see sunlight again and be able to stand on land again. And that concludes Jonah chapter 2.